So last week, I was actually triggered in a conversation with someone that I'd spoken with twice before, who booked another 30-minute call for a marketing planning support session and started the conversation with, "I just hired another coach who's more affordable for me." And I don't know if it was the mood I was in that day, but my reaction was immediate and visceral. My thought was, "Then what the hell are you doing on this call?"
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go.
Are you an overgiver? Today on Life After Corporate, we're going to talk about one of the biggest traps women entrepreneurs fall into, and that is overgiving. Overgiving is bad because it depletes you emotionally. It takes up way too much of your time and leaves you making less money. Hey, my friend, Deb Boulanger here. And before we dive into today's conversation, I want to share a little bit about what's been going on behind the scenes. It might not be entirely clear to you what we do over at Life After Corporate, and I have dropped a few hints from time to time, but have never been explicit on why you would work with us. And the first thing you need when you start a business is a business blueprint that works, a business strategy that enables you to replace your corporate paycheck. And so we work with women who are invested in their life after corporate. And once you've made the decision that you want more control, more meaning, and make more of an impact with your work, but you don't know how to get there, the programs we offer in Life After Corporate will help you replace that corporate paycheck, serve the world, and serve your wallet at the same time. And we do this at three different stages: launch, grow, and accelerate your impact. There's a lot that grows into the initial stages when you launch, and that early stage is all about finding the gaps in your market, the problems that need solving, and designing your sellable offer. But the single most important thing and the most difficult to resolve and the thing that we spend the most time on in the Launch Lab is modeling your service offering and pricing against your revenue goals with the pricing calculator tool. So the Launch Lab is about establishing your foundational business model in a way that works for you and will deliver the revenue results that you want, and that also creates a service offering that will meet with demand in the marketplace. You don't want to build supply and start building out all these programs and courses and consulting frameworks without knowing that people want to buy what you're selling. So the single most important thing when you're ready to launch is making sure that there's demand, that you have the right business model, and that your business model will serve your revenue needs. And the single most important thing when you're ready to grow is converting clients and mastering your marketing, not just the messaging, but also the automation behind your marketing, which can be quite tricky. So in our new program that is launching this fall, drumroll please, we focus on sales, marketing, marketing automation, and mastering your CEO schedule. So you have a lot of skills and talents and service delivery. And for you, that is really the easy part. It's the lead generation, the closing sales, and mastering your inner game that takes the work. So in the Reliable Revenue Mastermind, which we'll be launching this fall, and that's a working name, so it's not yet completely official. We're also going through a corporate rebranding. And so lots of things going on, moving over to a new learning platform and lots of great things. But when you're in that middle range, so some of you may have been on some of our training programs and you were too advanced for the Launch Lab and not advanced enough for the accelerator. So this is the middle program that we're launching this fall that's for you if you want to get consistent leads, if you want to get better at closing the business that comes your way, if you want to create reliable referrals through your network and through your ecosystem, then that's the place to be. In all three of our programs, we talk about mindset because you can't do skill set without mindset. And that's my secret sauce, is I blend skill set and mindset together so that you can show up and be the she you need to be in order to leave the legacy that you want with your work. So once you are past the growth stage, then you're ready to accelerate your impact. And accelerating your impact is all about your vision. What is the legacy you want to leave with your business? Are you positioning it to sell down the road? What is your vision, and how do you step into the role of CEO of that business and make decisions from that future place? So accelerating your growth is both mindset and skill set. And what makes me uniquely positioned to serve you at that level is that I am bilingual, and I'm completely fluent in mindset work and skill set work. And this is important because you've never been at this place before, right? So there's nothing you can pull from in your past experience that's going to help you in this new role. At this level, we're also creating systems and processes, streamlining operations, adding to your team, and maybe even adding to your product portfolio. So sometimes we have to slow down to build the infrastructure so that we can grow faster. And that's what the accelerator is all about, creating those marketing and sales systems to accelerate growth, adding the right people in the right roles. And sometimes these can be hard decisions to make if you've never run a business before. Launch, grow, accelerate. These are the three stages that everyone goes through in life after corporate. And it's not just learning the skills to be successful. As I said before, you don't have a past memory of success to draw from in this new role. So this is brand new territory. And so the mindset piece is critically important so that you can handle the uncertainty, so that you can recover when things don't go your way, and you can trust your future self to make the right decisions for you today. It's a lot. And it's not for everyone. So with that bit of context out of the way, if you are curious where you belong in your life after corporate, are you at the launch phase? Are you at the growth phase? Are you ready to accelerate your impact? Reach out to me. Send me a note on any social media platform. LinkedIn is where I spend the most time. And let's have a conversation about what it would be like for you to get support on your journey and have more success, and make sure that you're not wasting your time because you're undercharging for your services, or you have the wrong business model, or you're marketing to the wrong people, or your marketing message isn't landing, all the things. So with that bit of context out of the way, today we're going to dive into overgiving. And it might seem super simple, but I want you to stick with me through this entire conversation, because this is based on a huge insight that I had last week. And it was also the basis of our entire conversation yesterday in the accelerator. So last week, I was actually triggered in a conversation with someone that I'd spoken with twice before, who booked another 30-minute call for a marketing planning support session and started the conversation with, "I just hired another coach who's more affordable for me." And I don't know if it was the mood I was in that day, but my reaction was immediate and visceral. My thought was, then what the hell are you doing on this call? I thought to myself, but I did not say it out loud. And it reminded me of a few years back after a steamy rendezvous with an old lover and having him say to me the following morning, "I'm actually in a relationship with someone else." And then I said, "Well, what the fuck were you doing in my bed last night?" But that's a story for another day. But it's related, because at that time, I was in my later 50s. I was single, and I was afraid I wouldn't find a life partner in time, and that maybe I had made a mistake in exiting out of this relationship. So if you've ever been in that situation, share a little bit of love with me right now. But I let that relationship go. And long story short, I've been in a fabulous partnership with a wonderful man for the last 8 years. So let's get back to the conversation that triggered me. So it's like, it feels like someone's taking advantage of you, right? So I was a bit peeved by that call. And afterwards, I was just like, okay, I'm done for the day. I'm going to head out onto my back deck and really just brew on my feelings here of being taken advantage of. And I thought to myself, overtakers, like, damn it, overtakers. Why do people have to overtake? Why would someone take advantage of me in that way? And then a second later, I had an epiphany. People don't overtake. I overgive. So taking free advice from others when it's offered is not overtaking. Overtaking is a result of overgiving, and both come from a place of scarcity. I'm going to say that again because it's so vitally important. Overgiving, when you're taking free advice from others, when it's offered, is not overtaking. Overtaking is a result of overgiving, and both come from scarcity. People overtake because of a scarcity mindset. I can't afford it, so I'll take whatever free advice is given. And you know those people. They show up in all of your free webinars, all of your free workshops, sign up for multiple discovery sessions, but never invest in themselves and start working with you. And people overgive because of a scarcity mindset of, I'm not good enough. So I have to give people more than they ask for, so that they're impressed and they'll see how smart and wonderful I am, and then they'll start to work with me. And that comes from not feeling good enough. So the problem with overgiving is it's overwhelming. People will either try to implement on their own and get confused as to where to start or how your solution could work for them, and then you lose the sale. So when you overgive, people can't see the gap in their understanding of the how to implement the advice you've just given them. It gives them false hope that it's actually easy and they can accomplish it on their own and that they don't need to hire you. Just see the loop you get yourself in? Because when you overgive, you also have time scarcity, because then you don't have enough time to do the things that would really move the needle of success in your business. So how can you tell if you're an overgiver? Number one, you're experiencing time scarcity. You don't have time to do the important things that will actually grow your business because you're too busy giving away free advice or over-delivering to the clients you have. Two, you're having multiple conversations with the same prospects, and they're not pulling the trigger to pay you to help them. And three, you're constantly dreaming up new talks or webinars or workshops for free or at a low cost so that you can convince people that they need to work with you. You're preaching to the same group of familiar faces and giving away free advice. Stop. Pause and reflect. Where in my business am I overgiving? If you're not driving, if you have a pen and paper, then write that down in your journal. Where in my business am I overgiving? Where is it coming from? Where's that drive to overgive coming from? Where can I reclaim some of my time to refocus on the key drivers of growth for my business? We're not going to allow brain picking. We're not going to allow tire kicking. Only conversations with people who are ready to invest in their own success. And when you're ready, there are three ways to work with me. When you launch a business for the first time, you're leaving your corporate job. In the launch lab, you will find the most profitable gap in the market. You will design your offer and you will price it to sell. Then when you're ready to grow to six figures in the Reliable Revenue Mastermind, you will master the entrepreneur mindset, confidently convert new clients, put in place magnetic marketing to automate your reliable revenues. And when you're ready to scale your impact beyond six figures and create a bigger ripple effect with your work, at that point, you need a vision for growth. Who is the she you need to be to achieve that? You need a CEO capacity plan, and you need a revenue roadmap that will help you scale. This is what enables predictable success as you grow your business, as you grow your operation, and as you grow as a CEO of a rapidly growing enterprise that is serving the world and serving your wallet at the same time. You did not get a roadmap for entrepreneurship when you were in the corporate world. You have deep expertise You have a desire to make an impact. You need a plan. You need to step into a bigger vision of what you're capable of doing and who you're capable of being. And I would love to help you. The Life After Corporate podcast is a top-rated podcast in this category for you new and aspiring entrepreneurs. Tap into the strategies and tactics and tools that are freely shared on this show. And if you have already implemented some of the tools and techniques and templates and advice that I've shared and that you've learned from our incredibly talented and wise guests that we have on this show, then drop us a note in the review section wherever you're listening to this podcast. We need your thoughts. We need your words. We need your ratings on our show. We will be back in September with some amazing content for you to move the needle of your business forward. And in the meantime, please reach out. Say hi in social media. Leave us a message on Instagram or LinkedIn if you like this show. It means so much to us to have your feedback. And would love to have a conversation and get to know you. That's it for now, my friends. Take care. Have a great time. See you soon.
Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.